You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. This is Matt the Cat welcoming you to the only show on the radio to give you that underground 50 sound. I'm presenting the soul that came before rock and roll, the records that inspired Elvis, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and so many more. It had to start somewhere. It started here. And you couldn't hear this music on the jukebox in the front. No way, baby. You had to go to the juke in the back. And that's what we're all about. This week, the entire show is dedicated to rhythm and blues songs about cars. Yes, the automobile, the very essence of the American dream. We have this wide open country, and the automobile provides us the freedom to travel from one place to another. This has made its way into popular song over the years, but never as much as it did after World War II. The war was over, there was general prosperity, and for the first time, teenagers had the money to buy cars of their own. And the car really started popping up in pop culture. You know, your car really defined what type of person you were. Were you driving a factory standard model, or were you souping up that hot rod to give it your own flair? Were you a GM man, a Ford man, or did a Studebaker better define your personality? Well, this week we're going to take a look inside the juke in the back and find some of the greatest rhythm and blues records of all time about the automobile. We're also going to hear from Billy Vera and Steve Probst, two musicologists that believe the first rock and roll songs were songs about cars. Let's begin the show with a record from 1951. It appeared on the Combo label. It's by Chuck Higgins and the Mellotones and features a very young John Watson, who would soon become Johnny Guitar Watson. He was with Chuck Higgins at the time. He sings lead on this song, and believe it or not, but Johnny Guitar Watson is playing piano on this song. And it's all about a chick who's really into cars. Here's Motorhead Baby kicking off the juke in the back.
Got a Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. Yes, Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. She ride with your partner long as everything's okay. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. Well, she ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. I take my baby ride, we ride up in the hills. She like the floating power, the Cadillac coupe de ville. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Let's ride, baby. Slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of the Rocket 88. Yes, Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. I was driving down the highway doing about 93. Said, step on the gas, darling, and stop that teasing me. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong.
Is I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign say, no money down. So I eased on my brakes and I pulled in the drive, gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. Dealer came to me, said, trade in your Ford and I'll put you in a car that'll eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and then sign that line, and I'll have it brought down to you in an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'll be headed on down the road. Then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged boy. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, Ford Dodeville, with a continental spare and a wide chrome wheel. I want power steering and power brakes. I want a powerful motor with a jet off take. I want air conditioning. I want automatic heat. And I want a full Murphy bed in my back seat. I want shortwave radio. I want TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Yes, I'm gonna get that car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Yeah, then I won't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford. I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what they cost. I want railroad air horns and a military spot. And I want a 5-year guarantee on everything I got. I want $10 deductible. I want $20 notes. I want $30,000 liability. That's all she wrote. I'm got me a car and I'm headed on down the road. No money down. I don't have to worry about that broken down ragged Ford.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car outside and not a drop of gas. Nothing down and 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
Car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
Thank you. shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
Big Boy Groves, I Got a New Car on the Juke in the Back. Those last two songs both mentioned Fords, and not in a very good light. We heard Chuck Berry with No Money Down, where he sees a Cadillac sign to come on in, baby. I'll get you a new Cadillac with no money down. And Chuck Berry just wants to trade in his old Ford for a brand new Cadillac. And everybody knows that nothing shouts, I've made it more than a brand new Cadillac. We'll get to more songs about Cadillacs in just a couple of records. But first, let's talk about another GM automobile, the Buick. In 1954, Vernon Greene and the Medallions released their first record for the Dutone label out of Los Angeles, California. The ballad side was a sweet tune called The Letter. The jump side was a car song about a Buick 59. A Buick 59 in 54? What was Vernon Greene talking about? Well, I've heard two explanations for this. One says that Vernon Greene thought this song would be in style for the next 5 years, and so he recorded it in 54, knowing that in 1959 it would still be hip. But another answer to this question, and one that I find more plausible, is that the 1954 model Buick used a 59 chassis. Several car enthusiast friends of mine have confirmed this, that GM used to use numbers for their chassis that were higher than the years of the cars. So it makes sense that Vernon Greene would be singing about a Buick 59 in 1954. However, when you see this song printed on record labels and CDs, a lot of times there's an apostrophe before the 59, denoting that it's about the year. So, who knows? It's a great song, though, and it's a song that's based on Todd Rhodes' 1952 hit, Rocket 69. It uses the same melody. So here's Vernon Greene and the Medallions with a rhythm and blues car song about a Buick on Juke in the Back.
Would you like a go riding in my Buick 59? Oh, would you like a go riding in my Buick 59? Well, I'm telling you people that the riding's mighty fine. Got an 8-cylinder motor and a jet propeller overdrive. Boys, if your buggy don't ride like mine,
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Don't be mad at me, boys, if your buggy don't ride like mine,
Buick 59, Buick 59.
You ought to buy yourself a Buick 59.
Buick
59,
Buick 59.
Ooh, 59.
Let's groove. Let's groove. Let's groove. Let's groove.
Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. Come on baby, and get behind the wheel. You push your button in and the motor starts. You push on the gas, it will thrill your heart. Hey baby, come on a ride in my push-button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. You push a button one, it will change it flat. You push another button, it will tip your hat. You push a button three, turns on the TV. Another button brings you close to me. Hey baby, come on and ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. Got two carburetors, a tank full of gas. Come on baby, let's ride in class. Got power steering and power brakes. Got the latest and the greatest and everything it takes. Hey baby, come on ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. Two, it thrills you through and through. You push button four, it opens up the door. You push button five, it's in overdrive. You push button six, you will get your kicks. Hey baby, come on and ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels.
Ride, ride, ride.
Hey girl, in my push button automobile. It feels.
Push button automobile.
Come on, Bill. Let's go.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Pamela Isabel, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Have you ever chased a fishtail trying to track your baby down? Well, you ever chased a cat like trying to track your woman down? Well, it's like a three-legged turtle trying to chase a rabbit around. Well, when you're driving it high, it makes you think you're driving it low. Well, when you hit 85, still think you're going slow. Well, the closer you get, the faster that Cadillac goes. Get up, little car, I gotta go catch my gal. Well, she's riding in the Cadillac, riding with my best pal. Well, come on, little car, I gotta catch that long fish tail. Thank you. baby likes them fishtail cock. Well, she wears fur coats, hangs out in all the fancy bars. Well, she likes to glamorize like the big time Hollywood stars. Well, she sits in a tavern, drinking back. In walks a cat with a big Cadillac. Then they leave, go riding someplace. That's when they wave that fishtail in my face. Have you ever chased a fishtail, trying to track your woman down? Well, boys, let me tell you, them Cadillacs sure hold around. I can't go no faster.
Soda. Give me my team ball, the hot rod motor, team ball buggy, team ball buggy. It's the team ball boogie, 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 rolling along. I'm gonna let you know.
Roscoe Gordon, Mr. Booted, Mr. No More Doggin' himself. That's a previously unreleased side that he cut for Sam Phillips at the Memphis Recording Service in 1951. Before that, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris is so tired chasing his woman around in a fishtail Cadillac. Now, baby, you won't have that problem here at the Juke in the Back. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, getting another 78 ready for your listening pleasure. This is a big one, baby. We're going back to March 3rd of 1951. This record, like the last one you just heard from Roscoe Gordon, was also cut by Sam Phillips at the Memphis Recording Service. Now, the Memphis Recording Service would soon become Sun Records, but at this time, Sam Phillips was just making recordings and selling them off to larger record labels to distribute themselves. This one here would be sold to Chess Records, and Chess would score a number one R&B hit with it in May of 1951. Now, an interesting thing about these car songs that we've been hearing on this week's Juke in the Back, not only were they popular amongst teenagers and adults alike, but some of these records are also considered to be candidates for the very first rock and roll song. Here's author and fellow DJ Steve Probst checking in to make his case for the first rock and roll record, Rocket 88.
Rocket 88 by Jackie Brenston, the record that Ike Turner put together when he traveled up from Mississippi, Clarksdale, Mississippi, to Memphis, Tennessee to record for Sam Phillips before there was ever a Sun Records. And he brought the the band in from Clarksdale, and they put together a song that had all the elements that were missing from whatever R&B was going on at the time. I mean, it had the guitar, the sax, the piano, they all worked together, and that string, that feedback, the problem with the electric guitar at the end of the session just sold the record. It made number one in May of 1951, so I guess that's over 50 years ago when that hit the charts, and it's just an astounding performance by Ike Turner's band with Brenston on lead vocals. I've never heard a record that early, that good, and that convincingly sounding rock and roll beat, backbeat it had to it.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a feel, everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Turner and his Kings of Rhythm featuring Jackie Brenston on saxophone and vocals. Well, that's how Ike thought the record would be billed, but when Chess Records pressed it up, they put it under the name Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, which did not make Ike very happy. Some consider that to be the very first rock and roll record. It hit number one on the rhythm and blues charts in May of 1951. But the musical composition of that song took a lot from this next record, a 1947 side on Specialty Records for Jimmy Liggins. Listen to how similar it sounds to Rocket 88. Music historian and singer-songwriter Billy Vera stopped by the Juke in the Back to make his case for Cadillac Boogie by Jimmy Liggins as the first rock and roll record.
Well, I think Jimmy Liggins' Cadillac Boogie, if you can name any record as the first rock and roll record, which is an impossible task, Jimmy's record has the crudeness and the roughness of rock and roll, and the beautiful amateurishness of rock and roll. The other records that were out at that time or around the same time, the Louis Jordans and the Roy Browns and the Wynonie Harrises, were all really clean recordings they had the musicianship was first class, and everything sounded perfect. Whereas with Jimmy's record, it was really rough, and as I say, amateurish, and people were sort of reaching beyond their abilities. So you have that, and then you have subject matter. You know, so all of a sudden we're talking about cars, and I mean, people had sang about cars before that, but not in such an almost teenage, but at least a young person's way. So you had that, and Jimmy was not a great singer, but he sounded great. So, you know, you put the subject matter, the crudeness, and it just rocks out like a son of a gun.
I had to have a boogie, but the woogie wouldn't wait. Brought me in long black Cadillac 8. It's all reeked, solid streamlined. I'll joy jumping Cadillacs on time. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Ugh, 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 guy. Ugh, 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 guy. Look out, geet, don't be late. This roving cat's got a Cadillac 8. Air foam cushions and a modern design. V8 motor body Fleetwood line. He's rolling, Jack, making time. That cat's purring, got 8 kittens crying. It's the Cadillac boogie. Yeah, it's the Cadillac boogie. It's the Cadillac boogie. Boogie woogie rolling along. Sporting around town and want to make a date. Get you a long black Cadillac 8. Get to cruising, boy. Fall on the scene. Gals will start jumping, your money will be green. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Now that you have dug this Cadillac gate, help Cat Daddy don't miss no dates. Traveling man, curving ground, picking up all the fine chicks in town. It's the Cadillac boogie, boogie woogie rolling along. Roll the boogie!
Paid off like an IOU. And when the number man brought me my money back, I went down and bought me a Cadillac.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
Me big chief, I'm see 'em, poor man buy a great big Cadillac and I'm almost dry. No garage, Cadillac in street, and stomach shrunk, no shoes on feet.
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
I drove down to Fui Long Wong Ha. He sent me off a load of cash in laundry slop. If man he know can pay for 2 clean sleep, how can he drive Cadillac down sleep?
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just
gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
The landlord said, man, pay your rent. You owe me $88.18. How come your rent is so far back and you're driving a great big Cadillac?
Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac. Oh, I'm telling you, Jack, I just gotta have my Cadillac.
Boy, me and my chick rushed up to the seventh floor, find a great big shiny locked gem upon my door. No wonder I got such a crick in my back. Last night I had to sleep in my Cadillac. Convertible's prayers of Fleetwood will do.
Suppose your loot is short.
Get her 62.
What's the difference, Jack?
I don't know.
Get a Cadillac.
Well, we're knee-deep in songs about Cadillacs here on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat, featuring an entire show of rhythm and blues songs about cars. That was the Cadillac song from the Ravens, recorded in 1950 in New York City. Before that, Jimmy Liggins from 1947 off a specialty and Cadillac Boogie. Now, the Cadillac was born in Detroit in 1902 and was sold to General Motors in 1909. And for a long time, it was an economic sign that you had made it. I mean, what's the first thing that guys like Elvis did when they finally got a few bucks in their pocket? They went down to the Cadillac dealership and got themselves one. And of course, you had to drive around town to show everybody your brand new Cadillac. But what if you had a new kind of Cadillac? One that didn't take any gas? Here's a previously unreleased side by the Squires. It's called Scadillac. And if you listen closely, it sounds like they're saying Stack-a-lack. It's a crazy little number, but I think you're gonna dig it, baby, as we celebrate rhythm and blues songs about cars this week on Juke in the Back.
Man, close that door.
All right. Stack-a-lack 16. Oh, ride with the boss in Stack-a-lack 16. It's the newest thing out, I don't need no gasoline. I have a jet-propelled engine and rockets in the back. I have a jet-propelled engine and rockets in the back. We gon' fly to the moon and really come flying back. Now rocket it was surely great. Kitty 62 was too. A Buick 59 was mighty fine, but nothing in the world that could beat my time. Drive with the boys in my Stack-a-lack 16. It's the newest thing out, I don't need no gasoline. Surely great, a Kitty 62 was too. Buick 59 was a mighty fine, but nothing in the world that could beat my time. Riding the boys in the Stack-a-lack 16. It's the newest thing out, I don't need no gasoline. All right, let's go.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring songs about cars, I'd like to feature a car song by the great Richard Berry, a cat that did everything. Not only did he write the classic Louie Louie, but he also recorded with the Flares, the Robins, and countless other vocal groups around Los Angeles. Here he is in 1958 for the Flip label. It's Richard Berry and the Lockets with Heaven on Wheels, this week's Great 78.
When my baby, when my baby and me, when my baby and me go riding in my hot rod, rolling, 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 ooh. Heaven on wheels, pipes are roaring, my horns are blowing. When my baby and me go riding in my hot rod, well, who cares if the fender's dragging when she rides in my wagon? It's heaven on wheels, when my baby and me, when my baby and me go riding for a hot dog, well, rolling along together in any kind of weather. Heaven on wheels, mm-hmm. Then we park somewhere out of sight. The moon up above is shining bright. I'll take you in my arms, I'll hold you tight. Kiss, 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 using up the moonlight. When my baby, when my baby and me, when my baby and me go riding in my hot rod, well, rolling, 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 rolling. Heaven on wheels. Heaven on wheels, heaven on wheels, heaven on wheels, heaven on wheels, heaven on wheels.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Put a mama right.
Tommy Brown, one of the great jump blues singers to come out of Atlanta, Georgia. He got that one for Specialty Records in 1951, V8 Baby, closing down our set of songs about Cadillacs here on the Juke in the Back. We move from Cadillacs over to a Mercury. This song, Mercury Boogie, was cut by a native New Orleanian, Hosey Dwine Craven. He recorded it in 1949 with hopes that his label, Mercury Records, would want to promote a song about a Mercury. However, they didn't and the song fell flat. But it's a great cartoon. Here's Mercury Boogie by a guy you've never heard of before, Hosey Dwine Craven, on the Juke in the Back.
Thank you. setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Chuck Berry and his combo with Maybelline, his debut 78 for Chess Records, 1955. And what a car song it is. Chuck is basically using this girl's situation and this car race to complain about his socioeconomic situation. She's driving a Cadillac. Poor Chuck is stuck in his old Ford. Something a lot of people can understand, and so it caught on with the public. It went to number 5 on the national pop chart and topped out at number 1 in late August of 1955 on the rhythm and blues lists. It remained at number 1 for 11 weeks. I'm At The Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of The Juke in the Back, all about automobiles. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Now let's go out with a group originally from Gary, Indiana, featuring the vocals of the late, great Pookie Hudson. I'm talking about the Spaniels. This one goes back to 1958, but was never officially released. I figured it would fit in just fine on this program, because it's called Automobiles. Oh, and I threw in a little surprise for you right after this Spaniels record. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Drive safe, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Boom, 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 beep, beep. Boom, pa, pa.
Ooga, 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 ooga. Let me tell you about my girl. She likes to ride cars. Oh, my girl, she likes to ride cars. She likes to
ride,
yeah,
and
any old thing that's on. That's my girl.
She likes to ride cars.
She likes to ride cars.
She likes to ride cars.
Oh, my girl,
she likes to ride cars.
She likes to ride, romance
and life.
She likes to ride.
My baby riding in my automobile.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm riding along me in my heart's desire.
A flat tire.
I'm grabbing my jack. I reached for my spare.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the mooger. It was flat as a chair.
Uh-huh.
I took out my pump and started pumping back.
Another flat. flat.
Well, I was standing there looking, thinking about my baby. Well, when along came a Charlie in his 88. My baby jumped on the flag and Charlie down.
He said, hop in, babe, I'll drive you back to town.
So I shook up and feeling bad. Just thinking about the fun that we could have had. But I had just about figured out what to do.
The other's blue.
Made a sharp U-turn up on a single rim.
Well, Charlie had his girl and he had to catch him.
Strong on joint, about 82. And something said to me, somebody following you.
Yeah.
I looked in my mirror and blessed my soul.
It was the highway patrol.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.